we're out here leading ourselves, our teams, and our families, right? Like, mm-hmm. that's why we do it, most mm-hmm. of us.
Yep.
It's not for the glory or the fame.
No.
It's really to provide a better life for the life that we believe we deserve and mm-hmm. we are ready to earn, and the lives we want our family members to live and our team members to live.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Fuel Hunt Show.
What's going on, Eagles? I'm Joey, and this is the Fuel Hunt Show. I'm joined by Drew, my cousin and co-founder, to the left of me here. And I'm happy to be reintroducing us because last episode you did the intro. I was fearing for my job.
Yeah, not
but
yet.
But we're back, baby. We're
there
back.
Was some, there was some lulls and some areas I have to improve, but every day better, right?
Every day better, man. Every day better. Who would we be if we weren't pushing our limits
mm-hmm.
personally?
And getting out of our comfort zones.
Exactly. Exactly. Today, I want to talk about a couple things, right? But what I'm going to do first is discuss a new object that has joined us on our table. This table that Car has donated, or Car's father has donated to us from the
VFW, I believe. It's been used before.
It has. Okay, so you spoiled it. So it is the bucket.
Okay.
Okay. And it has been used before. It is a bucket that I used to use for chalk during my powerlifting days. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But it has a special purpose for the Fuel Hunt Show. And I have a story behind it, but I'm going to get out of the way what its name is first. It is the, am I good, Dane? Is it Mike too far from me? Are we good? It is the Fuck It Bucket. That's what we're calling
yeah.
it. All right.
I'm in.
All right. It is a creative name for a swear jar. So I'm going to start cleaning up my language on the show because I should probably do that anyway. Thank you, Dane. I should probably do that anyway, but also because of one other very specific reason. A community member, I'll just use her first name, not where she lives. Her name is Maya. And she wrote me recently with a note of gratitude, really, about what we're doing on this show and what it means to her. She's going through, again, the conversations that I have with community members are between us, so I won't talk about the specifics, but she's going through what we would call winter, mm-hmm. right? A winter, a challenging.
Been there.
Yes, yeah. As have I, many times. A challenging time in her life, not only for her, but for her family. And she wrote in, and I'm going to read a portion of the note that she wrote. No details in it, just a portion. Your podcast, and I have my phone up here just so I don't misspeak.
Am I going to cry?
No, because I cut out all of the parts that I cried.
Okay.
Because I don't want to cry. And the fuck it bucket is here.
Yeah.
However, the tissues aren't still.
So do I have to bring cash?
We're going to get into the rules of the bucket, but let's just talk about why it's here. I'm cleaning up my language for this reason. Your podcast has been therapy. I listen to it in my car. I'm going to get upset.
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it.
I'm also going to cry bucket.
I'm going to do it.
A tear bucket.
I listen to it in my car while driving my kids to school and taking the long way home. It gives me fuel to keep slugging away, which is a term I love, slugging. Luck favors hard workers, I tell myself. Thank you. And Drew, for quietly being the wind beneath my wings. I did it. Wow. I did it. So the reason that the, Maya, if you're listening in your car with your children, please turn the volume down. I should have gave you that warning. The reason that the fuck it bucket is here is because I now realize that many Eagles are listening to this in the car with yeah. their kids, and I need to clean up my language and be a good example for them.
I wonder if we'll be able to check the box that says made for kids on YouTube now when Dane's uploading
not.
It.
Judging by YouTube standards, probably not.
Okay.
But that's why the bucket's here. So the deal, you hit on the rules for the bucket. The deal is whenever I curse, I'm going to put a 20 in the bucket.
A 20?
I'm putting a 20. But listen, you're this is why. I am not a baller. I have 2 20s in my pocket today. That's it. So if I exceed 2 curses, I don't know what we're going to do.
That's high stakes, dude.
The cash that I put, the Andrew Jacksons that I put in the bucket, which is now the effort bucket, because I can no longer use the F word, will go to Consequence of Habit.
Wow.
Our partner, nonprofit. I have not told Josh. I think I mentioned it on JJ's show that we did with her, but I have not told Josh that more than likely many donations will be coming his way from the effort bucket.
I can participate today.
Okay. Oh, you got it.
Yeah,
got a 20.
I got a 20 too.
I got him on deck. I will say that, you know, like, damn, if I say damn it, I don't really think that that.
Ooh,
what do you think?
I mean, Blink 182 had a song called Damn It. I mean, I guess curse words were always allowed but in music, but I think damn.
All right, let's just start with all swear words.
I think damn it has to be on the list.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I didn't say this was for illustration. But all right, look, I just burnt one of them, dude. Yeah. So I only have one left. All right. So I open with that story because Maya's note really touched me, and it also gave me the awakening.
There was more to that story?
Oh, a ton more.
To her email?
It was like a page long. That's why I was getting a little upset when I was reading it, because like I know what the full thing says.
Yeah.
And like I read a part that was very straightforward, but as I was reading that part, like all I could see visually, literally, were the other words in my head. So that's why I kind of had a moment there, man. Had a moment. But I also tell her story for another reason. And that was her comment of us being the wind beneath her wings. That's not the first time that I've heard that, like, beautiful analogy.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the eagle, which is the representative, right, of our community and our company, our counter movement. So what I wanted to do today was talk a little bit about why we chose the eagle to represent Fuel Hunt. Our Rise Eagles and some of our other diehard Eagles probably know this already. And we have mentioned it, you know, on other shows and things like that. But today we'll chop it up. We'll go into a little detail as to why. Since I'm on a roll with storytelling, let me tell another story about the eagle. Specifically, I'm talking the American eagle, the bald eagle, right? Tell another story. And I think it's really going to move you. I don't know if you've heard it before, but did you know that eagles can live to be up to 70 years old?
Did not know.
Did not know that. No. Does it surprise you?
No.
Okay. Here's something that will. Around year 40, eagles have a decision to make. They can either die where they can be reborn. It's a conscious decision that they can choose. Eagles that decide to be reborn need to make a journey. It's a multi-month journey. It's like a six-month journey. They journey to the top of the mountain, and they stay there for 6 months while they go through a metamorphosis. It starts with removing their own beaks. So they literally bang their beak on a rock for months until it essentially falls off. Pretty painful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen any videos circulating on the internet, there are images of eagles that have their beak missing from their face, or like half their beak missing, or it cracked. It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Once the new beak grows in, it's not over, right? Obviously, it grows in sharper. It was dull before, after 40 years of use. Now it's sharper. They use that new beak to remove their own talons, to literally pull them out of their arms, legs, right?
It's insane.
Think about removing a fingernail, your fingernail, with pliers, but worse.
One time I dropped a dumbbell on my big toe, mm-hmm. and I had to get it peeled off because of the blood swelled up so bad, and I would never wish that pain on anybody. So I cannot empathize with the eagle.
Recently, I slammed my thumb in a heavy, heavy door, got mm-hmm. caught in a heavy door, and it partially locked with my thumb in there.
Yeah.
And that Jesus same thing Christ. Happened. Yeah, it was bad, dude. It was bad. Crazy story. I went to BK Live. My thumb was like all messed up.
Yeah.
And it was black. Like my whole nail was black and everything. And there was a dude that went through the project, Matthew, I believe his name is. He had the same black thumb on the same hand. It was wild. So we were like brothers. But anyway, so they pull out their talons.
Yeah.
Now, as their talons are regrowing, as if this wasn't enough, as their talons are regrowing, they use their new beak to pluck out every single one of their feathers, because after 40 years, their feathers have become matted and ineffective, not as aerodynamic. So now it's time for new feathers. So they pluck out every one of their feathers and they regrow. So this whole process takes months, like I said, up to like 6 months. At that time, new beak, new talons, new feathers. They have a new lease on life. They can hunt again.
Yeah.
For another 30 years. They come down from the mountain and they resume life as the aerial assassin we know them to be.
And that's true. That's fact. You fact check that?
So I would love to say that all of those reasons are why we chose the eagle to represent Fuel Hunt. But they're not. Because the entire story is false.
Oh my God.
The entire story. And did I make it up? No. It is circulating the internet right now.
Yeah.
As we record this show, it is circulating the internet. I had 6 eagles DM me on my personal account with the reel, right, of this story, because it's told so great. And literally, you see the eagle and like half the beak's missing from the face. And you're like, holy shit. Like what? What is going on, right?
Yeah.
So, another one.
Yeah.
Now I'm done. I'm going to have to get a loan from you if I need another 20. And you're like, what is going on here, you know? So, it's very convincing. But a quick fact check at any, like, I mean, you just Google it.
Yeah.
We'll tell you it's false. So
you can't always trust the fact checkers, though.
No, I did my homework. You know me, I did my homework. So the thing is, you probably start asking yourself questions then, like, well, why in the video, at least the one that I saw, the eagle has half a beak, right? Why is it plucking out its own feathers? All this other stuff. Well, that can happen, obviously. Like, eagles can lose their beaks, mm-hmm. like, as a result of trauma, mm-hmm. right? They can pluck their own feathers if they need to. If they've got one that's, you know, like, hanging or whatever, or some trauma, they pluck it out. The reality of it is, like, if an eagle plucked out all of its feathers, there's follicles, like, they bleed to death. You know what I mean? They lose so much blood. So the whole thing is false. And I've seen so many people, high-level people of influence, tell this story as if it was true. And it's internet folklore.
A lot of people, I listened to your story intently because you were telling it so well and vividly that I was like, oh my God.
I rehearsed it.
Yeah, it was
I never rehearsed anything, but I rehearsed this because I was like, this has to be believable.
But a lot of people have sent it to me on Instagram and the few on Instagram, and I've held off on reposting it because a lot of times I would repost a dope story like that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I did. I said, you know what? This sounds amazing to be true, and too sick to be like, this is why we have the eagle representing us.
Yep.
But that's why
if that was true and I missed like all of that, like in the very beginning when we chose the eagle, like that would be a huge miss on my part. There's some truth in it. I mean, I'm no raptor expert, but I'm getting there. There's actually like a bald eagle conservation or reserve in Alaska that I really want to go to, but that's beside the point. There is some truth in it. Like eagles do live like much longer than people think. Like they can live, I think, up to like 40 years, which is crazy, you know? But there is no journey, but there is a lot of other hard work.
So when you said they live up to 70 years, that was a lie. Mm. I trust you a little less now, because that felt real.
Well, like I said, I rehearsed it. Okay. Yeah, I rehearsed it.
So now I sound stupid for.
I was literally
about surprise.
This morning before you got here, I was watching the reel, like on my phone, like over and over again, over in the corner. I'm like watching it.
Plugger for some reason did a bunch of alligator facts the other day. I'm gonna start having him. I'm like, you know what? Look up some eagle facts, dude.
Yeah.
He's a big few hunt guy. Big on the being one of the few.
Yep.
Very proud.
Good.
So he'll be stoked to hear that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into some other eagle facts here with when we discuss why we really chose the eagle to represent Fuel Hunt. There's three main reasons: freedom, hard work, and service to others.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we've ever really unpacked. Like, I know I've done it on the blog.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know if we've really unpacked live how each one of those things relates to the life of an eagle. Before we do, though, talk about big eagle guys. I'm a big Ben Franklin guy too.
When I always tell the story of one of my first mentors. When you said, like, oh, I love Ben Franklin, I bought, like, the biography. I bought Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yeah, it was on my coffee table. Yep.
Which was hard to
read. Isaacson has a book on Ben Franklin that's really good.
If you have any better, easier reads on Ben Franklin that you can recommend, I would love to read that.
Isaacson's is good.
Okay.
Yeah, Isaacson's is good. It's funny. It's in that trilogy, or actually now it's more than a trilogy. Einstein, Da Vinci, Ben Franklin, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, I believe. He's written quite a few now.
Our one employee, Carly, did you know she's a big Ben Franklin fan as well?
I did not.
Do you know why?
I like Carly even more.
So here's the reason why. It's interesting.
Wait, lineage?
Where, and you may say this is not true, but I trust Carly with my... Carly with my heart and soul, my life, right?
Yeah.
Apparently where she grew up in Bensalem is where Ben Franklin
landed,
maybe discovered electricity. Does that sound right?
I'll have to confirm with her.
But Ben Franklin resided there at some point.
Bensalem's a ways away from Old City. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, I don't know.
Something with where she grew her house.
Now I'm curious.
Where her house
now
is.
Now I don't.
Where her childhood home is has something to do with Ben Franklin. And that's why she's a big Ben Franklin.
Eagles, drop all your Ben Franklin facts.
But I will confirm.
In the comments for sure, because now I want to learn more about it. And I'm texting Carly after this. Like, tell me more. So we're talking about eagles. I said I was a Ben Franklin guy. And we're also talking about internet folklore or folklore in general. So before we get into, you know, freedom, hard work, and service to others and the eagle, the life of the eagle, well, specifically the female eagle. Did you ever hear the tale or the story about Ben Franklin's displeasure when it came to the American eagle being selected to represent the
nation?
Didn't
he want the turkey, right?
So that's the thing, right? Yeah. So there's some controversy. He wrote a letter to his daughter, and in the letter, he kind of disparaged the eagle a little bit. And he said that the turkey was much more noble of a bird.
Yeah.
And he would have chosen the turkey over the eagle, right? Mm-hmm. Some people take it as it was a joke. Other people take it as, like, truth. It's kind of, it's up for debate.
Yeah.
We can't ask him, obviously. Yeah. One thing that's not up for debate is that when the gentlemen, the founding fathers, came together to decide on the emblem to represent the nation, one thing that we can't debate is what Ben Franklin came to the table with initially. And that was actually a depiction, you know, drawing of Moses parting the sea.
Really?
Yeah. And like a pharaoh onlooking while he parted the sea. So
could you imagine that being our country's representation nowadays?
Like, well, so here's the so here's,
so un-American.
Well, here's the that's the thing. It really isn't. So here's the thing. His explanation was that rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God or your higher self. So where it was religious in nature, the meaning was that, you know, obeying a tyrant, whether that's a limiting belief that you have or a person that's not in congruence with how you want to live your life, is essentially like disobedience to your creator or your higher power. So that was his suggestion. It wasn't even a bird.
I wonder how Ben and the founding fathers would have acted in 2022.
Oh, that shit would have went down, man.
That would, I got you.
All right, you got me? All right, we're putting another 20. Josh, man, $60 first day. Man.
You got
to
pay
me
back for this one.
That's funny.
That's not my mistake.
That's funny. All right, let's get into the Eagle a little bit. So why we did choose the Eagle, we chose the Eagle to represent Fuel Hunt because of three very specific qualities that appear in the Eagle's life: freedom, hard work, and service to others. Let's touch on each one of those three. First, how it appears in the Eagle's life, right? And then how it relates to the community, right? And our overall mission, right? So let's tackle freedom first. Pretty self-explanatory, I think, for most people. Why don't you take a stab at it before I explain the how freedom appears in the life of an eagle?
So when we first stumbled upon the eagle or suggested the eagle, there was really no debate or discussion. It was just, okay, this is what we're going to do. Like we were on the same page. The way I see freedom and how it applies to the eagle's life is that they are the apex predator, right? If they want something, they hunt for it, they attack it. They soar down from the sky and grab it out of the water, that easy. And that freedom and choosing to hunt for what they want and being the hunters, not the hunted, allows them to design the life and live the life they want as eagles or raptors.
Yeah. I get you. So you hit on both, kind of, right? So you're right. Like, in the life of the eagle,
no one's fucking with them.
They are free. They rule the skies.
Damn.
They rule the skies. Another 20.
I don't
Andrew
have another
20.
Andrew
Jackson should actually just be a guest on the show after all of the
I threw a 10 in. I mean, that's we got to save some cash for
that's for so you're right. Eagles are free to go anywhere at any time and pretty much do anything that they want when it comes to ruling the skies.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how freedom appears in their lives. In our community and in our company, freedom appears because we are freedom-loving Americans, right? We believe in our country's fabric, and we see freedom as the raw material of everybody's lives. And that's another reason why we chose to make everything, all of our gear, here in America. So at the time, we were making stuff all over the place. But we always had the vision that we were going to be 100% made in the USA. And we made it happen.
Yeah, but still, I mean, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of give on our end to do so. We didn't really raise prices.
Yep.
And we increased our costs because we know the power of making things in our lands by our hands and supporting our fellow American and good wages and living a life that they can be proud of is what makes us proud to putting the flag on our neck tags for the first time was such a hard hitting moment for me personally.
It was earned.
Yeah.
It was earned. Everything that we had done over the past 6 years, I guess, at that time was earning that moment.
Yep.
And we also have to say that freedom is under attack nowadays, but there are people in our community that are laying down their lives to protect it. Not just our servicemen and women, but also our law enforcement officers, our first responders, who, the way I look at it, and it might sound dramatic, but I don't see it as such, we would not have been able to do what we've done, and we would not be able to continue to do what we do without them hitting the street. Whether they're on foreign soil or they're in Philadelphia, hitting the street every day to keep us safe and hold the line.
Yep.
So that, you know, that's another reason. So freedom runs through not only the Eagle's life, but also our community, our company. All right, so that was the first one, the first quality of the Eagle. our freedom enables us to do one very specific thing, and that is work hard. And you know how much we love hard work around these parts. So in an eagle's life, how does hard work appear?
I feel like I have the same answer for both questions, but...
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, I think one thing that you were speaking and you were like, hey, look, like eagles rule the sky. They're free to do whatever they want. They can go out and design their life, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It sounds kind of easy because the way they've evolved. But what most people don't know is like 50% of eagles don't survive their first winter.
Really?
Like life.
I should know that.
Life is very difficult for the eaglet and the eagle.
Mm-hmm.
It requires hard work. Like, mm-hmm. yes, do they have the sharpest beaks, the sharpest talons, right? Mm-hmm. Do they have the sharpest vision? Are they apex predators? Yes. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make life easy.
No.
They have the tools, but at 6 months old, they're basically pushed out of the nest and they have to go develop skills with those tools, the skills to hunt.
Yep.
They learn something, and it's so remarkable. It lines up so well with who we are as a community. They learn something within the first 6 months of their life, which is there are no free meals.
Mm-hmm.
Everything must be earned, right? And that's how this quality of the eagle shows up in our community. Look at the rules of the few, right? No entitlement. Right? All hard work, no handouts. Earn everything. The hard work that the eagle does lines up directly with how every single member of the few lives their lives.
Yeah. That was well said. I have nothing to add to that.
So that's the second quality.
That was
right?
Dope.
That's second quality, right? So we're talking about all this hard work that's done to essentially survive, right? Like FIFO, mm-hmm. like how I used the acronym and not the curse, the swear word. Yeah. Figure it out or you ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
No free meals. Life quickly, once those skills of hunting and providing are developed, life quickly takes a turn for the eagle. They don't rule the sky and make everything about them. Their life quickly takes a turn towards service, mm-hmm. specifically the female eagle, who spends the majority of her life in service to her young.
Yeah.
To rearing young.
Yeah.
So it literally goes from I'm being born as a apex predator, an aerial assassin with the best tools ever, and I'm free to do whatever I want, to I need to develop skills to survive.
Yeah.
There are no free meals. To, okay, now I have these skills and now I'm going to use them in service to others.
Sounds like the story of one of the few, the storyline of one of the few.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that really speaks to the mission of a lot of us. And most, I would say most of our few on community members that, and I think about this a lot when I write our posts, I'm like, we're out here leading ourselves, our teams and our families, right? Like mm-hmm. that's why we do it. Most mm-hmm. of us. It's not for the glory or the fame.
No.
It's really to provide a better life for the life that we believe we deserve and mm-hmm. we are ready to earn and the lives we want our family members to live and our team members to live.
Exactly. So well said. So well said. Yeah, it's you know, from the eagle's standpoint, you know, she's not just a killing machine at that point. She's giving life to others, right? So it's the same thing. Like, you can go through life skilled and just start crushing everything in front of you, but are you really fulfilled?
It's an empty life.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are you really fulfilled until you start to use those skills
mm-hmm.
and your learnings to provide for others and help them find their purpose and their skills in life?
100%.
You know? So very, very well said. So I don't think anybody's asking the question of, so why did you choose the eagle anymore? But in a succinct, if we had to put it in a very succinct way that hits on those qualities of the eagle, I would say that we chose the eagle so that every single member of the few, when they see our eagle, they remember that they have the power to free themselves of whatever confines them, whether it's a self-limiting belief, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a 9-to-5 that they're working that isn't their true calling, they have the power to free themselves of what confines them. They have the power to work hard and build a life of purpose, a purpose-driven life that is in service to others. You know?
Yep. One thing to add to that, one thing that always, one, the Invictus prayer that I always have to repeat to myself, you're the master of your fate, you are the captain of your soul. That's what was going through my head when you were saying all those.
Yeah. I think that actually, I've never lined those two things up, like the eagle, what we do, our community, and that, but so much, so many common threads.
That prayer speaks to the ethos, like a lot of synergy between that poem or that prayer and the Fuel Hunt community and ethos.
Yeah, I agree. So we mentioned Rules of the Fuel a couple times. Yeah. We mentioned Rise a couple times. So to read the Rules of the Fuel, just everybody that's watching and listening, to read the Rules of the Fuel, you can head to fuelhunt.com/rules. Mm-hmm. And to learn more about Rise, what we got going on in there, you can head to fuelhunt.com/rise. Make it nice and easy. Any closing thoughts on the eagle?
No, I will say we just added a piece of decoration to our house. It's actually, it has our address. My stepmother-in-law got it for us for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's an eagle head. I'll show it to you after this. But
okay,
it's
home decor.
It's like a little plaque and it says like the beaches or the beach family. Nice. It's got an eagle and American flag behind it. It's fucking badass.
Is that going to make Ernest jealous?
It hangs behind the American flag in front of our house.
Oh, very nice. Send me a photo.
Man. I will.
I hope it doesn't. Do you think Ernest knows about this other eagle that you have at home?
Well, there's.
Listen, I'm not going to explain it to him. There's
Ernest Jr., dude.
This is true. It could be Ernest Jr.
Yes.
So if you missed the episode on the Few Fest,
I'll bring him next
episode. Listen to that, and then you'll learn about who Ernest the Eagle is, our new mascot. All right. I don't have any other closing thoughts. I'm really pumped that we got the opportunity to speak about this since we never really went down into the depths. So what I will do, though, I don't have any closing thoughts, but what I will do is leave the Few with a reminder. Always choose hard work over handouts. Always choose effort over entitlement. No one owns you. No one owns you. You're one of the few. Let's hunt. Let's hunt.